All right, we'll go ahead and get started here. Welcome to the MGX Crop Report conference call. I'm Dan, and I'll be your moderator today. Today's commentary is provided by Peter George Antone of Roy E. Abbott Futures. Thank you, Peter, for taking time out of your busy schedule to provide the commentary today. I would like to remind you that opinions expressed in today's commentary are those of the commentator and not of MGX. Nothing stated in the commentary should be construed as a trading recommendation by MGX, its employees, or its members, and is the sole opinion of the commentator. After the commentary is complete, I'll ask for questions from the media representatives. I'd also like to ask everyone on the call to please use the mute feature on your phone to not disrupt the commentary with background noise. And with that, I'll turn it over to Peter.
Hi, how are you? Off the top of my head, I would say probably the Bulls didn't get what they wanted and the Bears didn't get what they wanted. I'd say the number was kind of on the conservative side here right now. They raised spring wheat production about 20 million bushels. They lowered hard red production. So that's a trade idea I really like, is being long Kansas City against short Minneapolis. They lowered wheat carry out to about 50 million bushels, which is still a large number, but it is coming down. The wheat carry out number right now is at 654, and again. That number to me is, the range of estimates was up to 705 was the average guess. So all in all, a little bit constructive, I would say wheat. They lowered world wheat production too. I haven't seen the breakdown in which countries they put the hammer to here, probably South America, because they've had some issues with planting delays there. What else? Okay, here we go. Just based on... to get to the 654 wheat carry out, they're raising exports some. That's going to be a tough sell because the rest of the world still has just a ton of wheat out there, and I have a hard time believing we're going to be very competitive in the wheat market except for Kansas. And in Kansas, we can be with quality issues. There's a lot of quality problems in our crop here. So, but I have a hard time believing we're going to really ratchet up wheat export sales here right now. The corn number came in at... 14.475 billion bushels. It's a 174.2 yield. At any rate, I would call that number neutral. Big crops get bigger. I think the 174 yield is a pretty conservative yield. I think we're closer to 176.5. There's room to rally that market up another couple hundred million bushels on production. But especially in the corn's down 7 right now, we also rallied the market into this report. We also are hearing corn yields all over the map, though, not like the bean yields, which we're just hearing things we've never heard of before with how large bean yields are. But corn, we're hearing a little bit more variability there. So they have a carryout next year of 2.081 billion bushels. They were looking for about 2.181. It's a somewhat conservative report. I think when things are all said and done, you're going to end up seeing a corn carryout maybe up near 2.4. They've priced in some pretty aggressive demand numbers all the way around the board on corn, and I don't think we can attain those. Though I do think there's a real good possibility that the corn market's bottomed as well. We've got down underneath 3.20. We're 3.36 right now. I think that might be about it. I'm not looking to do much in this. I wouldn't be selling corn right in here. World's going to plant oil seeds next year at the expense of corn acres. So corn will have a story after we get through harvest and hear some. Soybeans, we had a crop size of 3.927. That's a 47.1 yield, about a half a bushel less than what they were looking for. We got a soybean carryout of 450 actually. The estimates were 488, so we're coming in about 38 million bushels less. I think the bean yield's closer to 49.1, 2 bushels an acre more, which would be about 150 million more bushels of soybeans. So I can't get excited about the bean number. Short term in here, they'll try and rally it, I thought, but we're down a dime right now, so nobody's buying the yield projection here right now at 47.1. We're, like I said, we're just hearing about phenomenal yields all around the belt. Iowa a little more scattered, but Dakotas, Minnesota, just unheard of yields. Absolutely unheard of. So that's where we are right now. World numbers, again, things we have to watch for now are going to be South America planting. They have the Brazilian soybean production at about 79 million tons. They have that's a corn crop, I'm sorry. They have the Brazil bean crop at 86.5 million tons. Basically, I would say that number is going to grow. Also have Argentina at about 54 million tons. We are seeing some dry areas in northwestern Brazil we're going to have to watch. There's not a whole lot of rain there, but our weatherman is getting a little bit more friendly towards them getting rain over the next week here, which will help their seeding. So we have big demand numbers priced in right now for soybeans. A 471 carryout, 450 carryout for the stay there means about maybe $9.850 beans. I think it's going to be closer to $5.50 carryout when we're all done, and that's going to be about $8.50, $8.25 beans on the board. Let me watch weather. Other numbers, like I said, this report for one of these October reports, there wasn't a whole lot of surprises. Everything came in exactly on what we were looking for. We usually get a lot of movement all around after the number in the market just sort of sat there. So there's nothing bullish about any of these numbers. It's going to be a tough year for farmers unless they sold ahead. And you're probably going to see rents come down, probably see land values come down. We're in for a couple rough years here unless you throw in a weather issue somewhere around the belt. But I could open it up for questions now.
All right. Thank you, Peter. Fran, do you have a question for Peter? All right. How about Michelle? Do you have a question for Peter?
Peter, you talked about how that these numbers for yield for corn and soybeans are going to have to go up here. And obviously, we also have to adjust for these harvested acres. NFSA says we're not going to certify until now, December 31st. So do we not really know exactly where we are until the final report this year?
I think the FSA acreage, by the way, they took harvested acreage down about 700,000 acres in both corn and soybeans. I don't believe them. I'm very confused with the FSA acreage count. I don't think it's as accurate as the USDA count. It's very confusing when they come out with a set of acres that are so off from what we're actually seeing by USDA. I just don't get it, frankly. I think these acreage numbers are going to be pretty where we are right now. They're going to pretty much hold here right now, down about 700,000 from the last report on both corn and soybeans. So I'm using those numbers. I'm sticking with the USDA, and I never usually err too greatly when I stick close to what they're saying. By the way, the USDA still thinks we're going to have an average price of soybeans, cash price of $10 this year so far, which puts us at undervalued here right now. I tend to not agree with that, but at any rate, that's what they're using as we go here. But I don't think you're going to see much acreage shift from here on in this November report. There's not one in December. Then we have the January final. I feel very strongly you're going to see higher numbers in production, though.
All right. Well, thank you all. There's
just not a lot of shock in this report. Not a lot of numbers that came in away from the average guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you all for your questions, and thank you to Peter for and the audio. This call will be available on our website later this morning. Additionally, MGX offers market commentary in both audio and text on the MGX website. Our next call will be on Monday, November 10th, with the WASDE and Crop Production Reports. Have a good weekend, everyone.